Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour to experience instant relief through the connection of intuitive answers. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. We are sharing insightful answers from amazing visionaries, speakers, authors, energy movers, and shakers that I have encountered along my travels, sharing information from Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by cosmologist Nassim Haramy. It is my pleasure to introduce my guest today, New York Times best-selling author Greg Braden, who is internationally known as a pioneer in bridging science, spirituality, and the new world, or the real world. And following a successful career as a computer geologist for Phillips Petroleum during the 70s energy crisis, he worked as a senior computer systems designer with Martin Marietta Defense Systems during the last years of the Cold War. And in 1991, became the first technical operations manager for Cisco Systems. For more than 27 years, Greg has searched high mountain villages, remote monasteries, and forgotten texts to uncover their timeless secrets. His work is now featured as media specials on the History Channel, Discovery Channel, National Geographic, ABC, and NBC. To date, Greg's discoveries have led to such paradigm-shifting books as The God Code, The Divine Matrix, Fractal Time, and his latest, Deep Truth, Igniting the Memory of Our Origin, History, Destiny, and Fate. Today, Greg's work is published in 38 languages in 33 countries and shows, beyond any reasonable doubt, that the key to our future lies in the wisdom of our past. Greg Braden, a very warm welcome to The Truth is Funny and to Canada, eh?
Colette, it is really good to hear your voice. I'm really excited to be on your program today. It is the first time we've worked together, and my sense is that our time together is going to go by very, very quickly today. So I'm thrilled to share this information with our audience in preparation for me to actually be there in person with our friends and family in October.
And how awesome that you are going to be in Calgary, Alberta, and it's this coming Friday, October 4th, from 7 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m., and then on Saturday, October 5th, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the John Dutton Theater at 616 McLeod Trail, Southeast. And it's for, the event is called The Turning Point, and you have the most excellent, perfect timing for the residents of Alberta. They are still recovering from the recent flooding that we had here earlier this summer, and they are facing the realities of climate change and dealing with the after effects of that still at this moment. The center where you are giving the event actually just reopened, you know, after, the cleanup. And so you have a quote here. We may find that the same power that heals our deepest hurts and creates peace between nations and that holds the key to our survival as a species. And you know, when I read your quote, I could literally feel my heart expand. It's such a beautiful, it's so beautiful to have someone sharing this information that is, you know, has solutions in it.
Well, you know, it's good for me to hear today. I appreciate that. And I want the people in Calgary to know that our hearts go out to you, and our hearts go out from a genuine place of sharing a very, very similar experience. We know what this is like. My wife and I live here in the desert southwest in New Mexico. And of course, Colorado, New Mexico have almost the same storm system as I believe. Have experienced tremendous rains and floods. Our first snowstorm of the season happened last night, preceded by tremendous rains and floods. And that follows a summer of the worst fires that we've ever seen in my lifetime, and that the old elders say in their memories as well. So we're definitely living a time of big changes in our climate to accompany all the big changes that are happening in our world.
Yeah, and what will it take for the world to deal with these unprecedented, it's an unprecedented crisis that we face today?
Well, you know, it is a crisis, and the word crisis means different things to different people. I used to actually have an aversion to the word crisis because it sounds like it's all over. And I actually have come to appreciate the word tremendously because what I now understand is if the crisis is still present, it means we have time to do something about it. If the crisis is past, it's all over. It means that whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and we can't do anything about it. But even beyond the crisis, I think, is an expression of something that much deeper. And that the best minds of our time, in fact, are telling us that we are living a very unique time. No one in the memory of this generation or our parents or their parents or in 5,000 years of recorded human history has ever witnessed the convergence of extremes that we're all experiencing right now. And this is what the best minds of our time are telling us, is that we are, in fact, living a time they call one of extremes. Now, the extremes don't have to be bad things, and they don't necessarily have to be good things, but they're big things. And I think our listeners will probably agree that we are witnessing big, big things happening in our lives today, and climate change is certainly one of those. It's not the only one. But climate change is one of the factors that makes our time unique. The debt that the world is accumulating is another factor that makes our time unique. Never in the history of the world have we seen the debt of the planet exceed the income that the planet is producing. And although it sounds like, excuse me, a big problem and something that maybe, you know, out there somewhere, we're all affected by this, by the prices we pay for our food at the grocery store, our fuel at the filling station, our bus tickets, our cab fares, our transportation tickets. The climate change and the debt are both affecting us in ways that we've never seen before. And the disappearance of vital resources is another way that we're being affected right now. Peak energy is another way we're being affected. All of these extremes are converging into this one little window of time that we call our lifetimes. And what's interesting to me, Colette, is that there's a reluctance and in some cases a flat-out resistance in the mainstream media to really acknowledge the truth of what we're up against so that we can actually deal with it in a healthy, responsible, and a resilient way. And without that acknowledgement, people, I run into people not just in our country, all over the world. We were just in Romania and Western Europe just a couple of weeks ago. And the things I'm sharing here are happening in that part of the world as well. There's a reluctance in mainstream media to say in a big way that the world has changed. And without
absolutely,
that
it seems that people are resistant to change because they have a resistance because change could go for the worse. But change can also be better. So you're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we're just going to take a quick intermission. When we return, we're going to delve more fully into this fascinating perspective of Greg Braden regarding the cycles of global change you know, from the past and what it means to our lives today. And we will, I would like to ask you more about that, why it is that we are not hearing about this in the mainstream media.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan, and my special guest today is best-selling author of Deep Truth, Igniting the Memory of Our Origin, History, Destiny, and Fate, Greg Braden. We are discussing global change and where we are in that cycle, and also the mainstream news and why we're not really hearing about the enormous impact of this change.
Well, you know, Colette, just before the break, we were talking about this, and I think our listeners probably sense this in their own way, in their own lives. There is a reluctance in mainstream media, in some cases an outright resistance, to actually share the fact that the world we have known in the past no longer exists. And the consequence of that reluctance and that resistance is that for many people, I talk to people all over the world, and they say, you know, it seemed like the world was chugging along pretty well until something happened. And for some people, it was around 9/11. For other people, it was around the financial crisis in 2008. But the point is that they feel like we entered an anomalous time and that was temporary, and they're waiting for the old world to come back. They're waiting for things to get back to normal. My wife and I were driving through a little town in northern New Mexico, the southern Colorado border, up in that area, not long ago, and we stopped at a convenience store to fill up with gas. And I asked the woman at the cashier at the cash register, I asked her, you know, how the economy was doing in their part of the world. And, you know, she said, do you really want to know? And I said, sure, I wouldn't have asked if I didn't. And she said, when the mines are open, she said, everything is good. But when the mines close, life is hell. And this little town mines a unique mineral that now is cheaper to mine in China. So the mines have been closed for a while. And I said, well, how many people work in the mines? She said, about 600. And I said, well, how many are in the town? She says, 1,800. So a third of their town works in these mines. And I said, well, what are people doing until they open? She said, you know, they're doing whatever they can to get by. They're chopping wood, baling hay for their neighbors, working in a neighbor's car, and, you know, waiting for the mines to reopen. I said, how long have they been closed? She says, almost 8 years. I said, 8 years? She said, yeah. She said, you know, for 8 years, people put their lives on hold, waiting for the mines to come back. They hold off sending their kids to school. They hold off getting married. They hold off buying homes, making big plans, going to college, things like that, until the mines come back. And the truth is, there's no guarantee that they're coming back, and I couldn't help but feel when I left that little convenience store that I'd seen a microcosm of what we see happening in the big world. I see this everywhere where people are waiting for things to settle down, is a word I hear, and get back to normal. And the reason I'm sharing it here, and this is laying the foundation for where we're going with our program today, is that without acknowledging the fact that the world that we have become familiar with, that we've known in the past, no longer exists, we cannot let it go. We cannot mourn the passing of a way of life that we used to know and embrace the beautiful new things that are emerging that are very different. A new normal is emerging. And unless we are honest with ourselves, unless science is honest about what it is that's happening, unless media is honest in sharing with us what's going on, it makes it very difficult for people to adapt to the new normal that's emerging. And the way that makes sense to do that, rather than cling to an idea and the beliefs of what life should be based upon the world of the past. So we no longer live in a world of isolated countries or isolated economies or isolated technologies or isolated finances. And that means everything in our lives is changing. And it's changing in ways that we've never been prepared for, faster than we've been led to believe that these kinds of changes could happen. It means money doesn't mean the same thing to us now, even as it meant 5 and 8 years ago. Certainly not what it meant to our parents and our grandparents. Spirituality, religion, healing, the way that we think of jobs, the way we think of our local economies, all of that's changed. We're feeling it, but no one has actually vocalized it on a high level in the mainstream. So people are having a hard time putting a name to what's happening, and they're also really struggling between clinging to the old idea of what things should look like and trying to recreate that and letting those things go and embracing the new world that's emerging. So this is a lot of what we're going to be talking about in the program when I'm there in Calgary.
And, you know, for the people in Alberta, I mean, that was like such a, you know, It was so unexpected, and you know, it changed people in a very significant way. And for people to be in that process, you know, where their homes are flooded and their businesses are flooded, and everybody's kind of in that same paradigm, you know, where you are, your life changes in a split, you know, in hours. Your everything as you knew it is now different. And for people to move through this, you know, it's interesting how there's so many new scientific discoveries, you know, that overturned 300 years of scientific thinking. And, you know, why don't we learn about these discoveries in the mainstream scientific paradigm? And why isn't this being, you know, taught in our schools?
Well, that's precisely where we're going. We have science. I'm just going to begin by saying I am a scientist. I was trained as a scientist. I think science is good. Science can serve us only to the degree that we keep science honest. And science certainly does not have all the answers. There are glaring gaps and inconsistencies in the scientific story that we've been led to embrace when we think of ourselves and our relationship to the world. So before science, we say science began about 300 years ago during the time of Isaac Newton. Before that, for 5,000 years, our ancestors had one way of looking at the world and making sense of it, and it worked for them. For 300 years, science has tried to make sense of the world in a way that works for us. And they've come up with a series of assumptions that we now know, Colette, are false assumptions. We know they're false because new discoveries, peer-reviewed scientific discoveries, so these are not opinions or hypotheses or theories, they are scientific facts, have overturned many of these ideas that have been around for 300-plus years. On the one hand, and you would think that would be the good news, the flip side, and this is what we're talking about earlier, is that there is a reluctance and in some cases a flat-out resistance to share the new discoveries in the mainstream, mainstream television, mainstream documentaries, public classrooms, and public textbooks. And the consequence is that we are living our time of extremes trying to solve new problems with the old thinking that led to the very problems themselves. And we're teaching our young people an obsolete paradigm of science that helps them to feel separate from themselves and the world around them and leads them to believe that nature is based upon this world of competition and conflict. And that is the lens through which they are seeing the world and through which they're trying to solve the problems that we're leaving through our learning process and the world that we're leaving behind. So what I'd like to do, when we come back from our break, I think is coming up pretty quick, what I'd like to do is talk about these false assumptions, how we know they're false, what the new discoveries are, and what those mean in our lives.
Yeah, I also have been traveling and, you know, sharing information of how we can move into, you know, new ways of being. And many, many young people, a lot of high school students, they're so hungry for this information of ways that we can move through this. So, you know, it's really, really, really cool to have you sharing this information in this way so that we are able to move forward and allow our youth to step forward into their brilliant future in a really strong way. I am Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. When we return, we will continue our discussion with New York Times bestselling author Greg Braden. And thank you, Greg, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen and scientist, visionary, and author Greg Braden. Greg, your newest book is titled Deep Truth, Igniting the Memory of Our Origin, History, Destiny, and Fate. And you speak a lot about this very thing we're talking about. So can you share with us a little bit more about what we were talking about earlier?
Sure. You know, it's interesting to me, the role that our beliefs play in our lives. And the truth is that we solve our problems through the way we think of ourselves and our relationship to the world. All of our problems, whether they're big problems between nations or the problems between our husbands and wives or in our families at the family dinner table, all the choices that we make about our own physical health, about the jobs that we accept, about our finances, the way we nourish our bodies, all of these things, as different as they seem from one another, they're all based upon this common denominator. It's the way we think of ourselves. And the reason that's important is because for 300 years, since the birth of science in the modern world, science has led us to believe and embrace a story of separation when it comes to ourselves, when, in fact, the world and nature itself is actually built upon this powerful model of cooperation and unity, not the separation that we've been led to believe. So I'm going to ask our listeners, I'm going to do this very, very quickly. I'd like to identify some of these false assumptions of science. And the way I'd like to do it is if you could imagine in the whiteboard or or the PowerPoint slide of your mind.
I love
if
that.
If you could imagine an upside-down pyramid, so the point is pointing at to the bottom. And in the center of that pyramid, from the point up, I'm going to identify six topics. They're called the perennial questions. Every society has to answer these questions. Every civilization, every major organization, the religious organizations, the church has had to answer these questions, and science is attempting to do the same. So they are hierarchical questions based upon the most fundamental at the very bottom. And the first question, where does life come from? And the second question above that is, where does human life come from? Because the evidence suggests that they may not have actually had the same origins. The question above that, the third question, is what is my relationship to my body? The question above that, what is my relationship to the world beyond my body? Above that, what is my relationship to the past? And above that, how do I go about solving my problems? Do I do it through competition, conflict, or cooperation? So these are the perennial questions. Now, to the left of this pyramid, if you're doing this on a piece of paper, at the very top, if you would write the words false assumptions, and I'm going to identify 300 years of scientific thinking. We're going to encapsulate it in just a few sentences. Science has led us to believe and embrace this world of separation based upon false assumptions And the first one is with life itself, with regard to life itself, that life itself is sometime a random process. It's a fluke of nature. And above that, that human life is a random process. It is a fluke of biology. And above that, our relationship to our bodies is that we are separate and essentially powerless when it comes to intervening in the healing and the health and the well-being of our own bodies or our loved ones. And above that, the world around us, we've been led to believe that we are separate and powerless when it comes to influencing. I'm going to use that word very intentionally. It's not about control or manipulation, but influencing the quality of life in the world around us. And above that, our relationship to the past. We've been led to believe that civilization, modern civilization, began about 5,000 years ago, ancient Sumeria, about 5,500 years actually, ancient Sumeria, and there has been a one-time progression that has led to where we are now with the technology that we have. And above that, how do we solve our problems? We've been led to believe that we live in a world of nature based upon violent competition and conflict, where there is one pie, and we're all fighting for our slice of the pie. It's a pie that is based in scarcity and lack. So these are the false assumptions, 300 years of science, and people say, well, what does that have to do with our world and our lives today? You know, this began 300 years ago, and it's a very good question, and the answer surprises a lot of people, and the reality is that our societies, our modern civilization, they were put in place right around the 1800s, nearly 1900s, when many of these scientific principles were first published. They were embraced quickly. They were taught in the schools. They were embraced by political organizations, economic organizations, and we now live in a world based upon this separation. So if you want to see the consequence of these false assumptions, look at the unsustainable world around us that is no longer working, the collapse in the global economic system based upon survival of the fittest, the collapse of the corporate systems as we've known them, peak oil scenarios that we've talked about, the way we're dealing with healing and disease. So you get the idea. Now, on the right side of the pyramid, and I know I'm speaking quickly because I'm doing this in one segment here. the right side of the pyramid. Yeah, well, the right side of the pyramid are the new discoveries that overturn those false assumptions. So let's begin at the bottom. And I'll just say each one of these very briefly. We now know the origin of life was not a random process. We know the origin of human life was certainly not a random process. The DNA is telling us that. It could not have formed through evolutionary processes. We know that our relationship to our body is that we are deeply connected through thoughts, feelings, emotions, and beliefs that literally change the chemistry in our brain and flood that resulting chemistry into our bodies with either healing chemistry and powerful immune response and anti-aging hormones in the presence of positive emotions and in the flip side in the negative emotions. When it comes to our world, we're finding that our thoughts, feelings, emotions, and beliefs actually extend beyond our bodies into the world around us. And this is peer-reviewed science. There's no argument that the effect is there. The argument now is how great is the effect. But the effect is definitely there, and science knows that. With regard to civilization, it's cyclic. And there was a cycle before ours and one before that. Science, archaeology, peer-reviewed archaeology is now pushing the date of advanced civilizations back into the end of the last ice age. And that means people have lived through cycles of change that we're living through now. And if we have the wisdom to learn from them, we can learn what worked and what didn't and incorporate their discoveries in our lives today as we face similar changes. And here's the big one. When it comes to the way we solve our problems, peer-reviewed science, the best science of our day, is now overturning 300 years of scientific thinking, telling us now that nature is literally based upon a model of mutual aid and cooperation. And while we all know that violent conflict can happen, we've all seen it, it's under specific circumstances. It is not the general rule. And we put the new discoveries all together. It paints a very different picture of us and our relationship to the world, and it's especially important now because we're solving the problems of our time of extremes. If we solve them through the beliefs of the separation of the past, we know where that's going to lead because that's the world we have now. But the new discoveries give us the reasons to to think differently about ourselves and our relationship to the world and to go about solving our problems differently, cooperation and mutual aid. And this has profound implications on a global level, as well as the way we deal with change in our personal lives. So I wanted to lay this out. I know it was quick. If you'd like more information about all of it, it's in the book, Deep Truth. And in a very visual multimedia presentation, this is precisely what we'll do on the evening that I'm in Calgary. And then the next day, we're going to explore applying all these principles in our lives in meaningful, real-time, and very applicable ways. So I know an evening and a day sounds like a long time, but I think my experience is those hours go by very quickly as well. So we encapsulated this.
Oh, sorry, Greg. I was just going to say, from my experience listening to you, the time flies by.
Well, did we do good in encapsulating this before our next break?
Absolutely. We have a couple minutes left here. So
okay, good.
Yes, thank you.
So, you know, a lot of people say to me, you know, Greg, we get it. Science didn't necessarily get it right the first time around. And Charles Darwin, you know, we're talking about Darwin's theories. I was, you know, 1859. How could that possibly influence our lives today? And when they discover that, yes, we do live in the 21st century, but it's based upon principles that were laid out 100 and 150 years ago, people's eyes light up and they say, oh, you know, all of a sudden it begins to make sense. We're living the principles, and they have worked for us to the degree that they have brought us to where we are right now. And I think this is important. To look at our past is a huge learning curve where we've made the best choices we could based on what we knew at the time. And now the new discoveries are telling us where we can think differently. From my perspective, that is a much healthier way of looking where we are today rather than judging ourselves and one another and saying we made these big mistakes in the past and spending a lot of time, you know, looking at what those mistakes and how bad they were. I think we're all on the learning curve. And what's interesting to me is the scientists themselves, including Charles Darwin, who I think was a very good scientist, and I have a lot of respect for the man. He said himself he was giving us a stepping stone away from the church, for example, who had answered all these perennial questions in the past. He was trying to answer the questions without having religion involved. And he said, I'm going to give you a stepping stone. Here's some ideas to begin with. And he said, as soon as new discoveries come along that overturn what I've shared with you, those discoveries become the new deep truths. He said, my theories will fall. So Darwin was willing for his theories to fall. It's mainstream media, mainstream academia, business, and economics that are refusing to let those ideas fall. And they're still being taught as fact in the classroom, even though we know they are technically obsolete when it comes to science and the way that we live our lives. And this is what we're sharing with our young people in the classroom.
Thank you, Greg. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. And when we return, we are going to talk about some more of these wonderful solutions that Greg is speaking of. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Hi, this is Colette Stephan. We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Greg Braden, who is sharing solutions for the problems that we are facing in our world today. Greg, would you like to share with us some more? It's so uplifting to listen to you.
Well, there's nothing I would love to do more. And I'm just going to begin by saying I know that this is it's fast what we're talking about. It's a lot that we kind of bring into this brief period of time, and the purpose is to plant some seeds for new ideas, and that's precisely what we're doing here. And in the moments we have left, I'd like to give some concrete examples of where these ideas, how they're being used in people's lives, and when we hear it about other people, we can often apply that in our own lives as well. So this pyramid of thinking. The false assumptions that we identified early in this program, the new discoveries that tell us they're false. This changes everything about the way we go about making decisions, making choices, and solving problems in our lives. And we're all going through big shifts right now because we're living this time of extremes. Climate change is one of them. I know in our own backyards, our friends and neighbors, many of our listeners, we're watching jobs disappear. Industries are leaving our homes and hometowns and our communities. The world is changing, and we've got to find ways to deal with this. So the new ways of thinking help us to do that. The old way of thinking based on the false assumptions was a world of separation. The new way is a world based in unity. Every one of us asks ourselves a question whenever we make a choice or a decision. Sometimes it's subconscious. Oftentimes we actually ask the words out loud. The words in the paradigm of separation historically have been something like this. What can I get from the world that exists? What's in it for me when I make this choice of a job or a career or this person in a relationship or these friendships? That was the way of thinking of the past, and it worked for a period of time. But the new discoveries give us ways to bring new solutions to the new world, the new normal that's emerging. And because it is a new world, the question has to change. So the new question, rather than asking what can I get from the world that exists, the new question is what can I give, or what can I share, what can I contribute, what can I offer to the new world that's emerging? And when we really apply this in our lives, it changes everything. And I want to give an example of this. As I mentioned earlier, my wife and I live in a rural community in northern New Mexico. in the end of, we've had 10 years of drought in this part of the world. Farmers are losing their farms. They're selling their herds of cattle. All of a sudden, we began having more rain and the ground knew what to do with. So we've seen a lot of hard times here. One of our neighbors, and is also a friend of ours, was a builder of homes, beautiful, ecologically friendly homes, with a crew that he was responsible for supporting. And in 2008, they embarked on a huge project, the biggest he'd ever done. And I think we all know 2008 probably wasn't the best year to take on that kind of a project. It was the year of the financial collapse, the economic collapse, but also a collapse in the housing market. My friend's name is Ken, and he found himself in a dilemma. He had people that depended on him. He couldn't give them jobs. He had no way to make a living, and he knew things were going to get better for a while. And he woke up in the middle of the night, and then he shares this story publicly, so I'm okay sharing this with you.
Cool.
He woke up in the middle of the night, and he said, what am I going to do? He said, what are the most important things in people's lives? He said, I'm good with my hands. I used to build homes, but people don't need homes anymore. What do people need? What can I give them that could help them in this new reality that we're living? And before he even got the question out, the answer was that people need water, and they need to be able to eat. They need to be able to grow food. Ken, the next day, began to design, prototype, and soon after build and market an innovative system, one of a kind, of modular raised bed gardens that can be used indoors, they can be used outdoors, they will grow in any kind of weather. We routinely get 30, 35, 40 degrees below zero here in the mountains in the winter. And my wife, Martha, and I have two of these outdoor gardens, and we've got lettuce, we've got broccoli in December, January, February. The gardens are covered with seasonal covers. They are self-watering. They've got special nutrients. And the point is that Ken didn't try to recreate his old career finding a place where it would work in a world that no longer exists. What he did was he took his skills of what he had learned to do, and he learned to apply them in the new world, the new normal that's emerging. And he did it in a way, there was no guarantee that he would be successful. What happened is that Ken is having so much fun building these modular gardens. They can be 1 foot square and go on a high-rise patio in New York, or here we have land in New Mexico. They're 4 feet by 8 feet, and you can put two or three of them together. He's having so much fun. He feels so good about what he's doing that I would be surprised if he ever goes back to building a house again. He loves what he's doing, and this is maybe a simple, but it's a real-life application. All he did to thrive in the new normal that's emerging and let go of his idea of the world that he had become accustomed to was he asked this question, what can I give, what can I share, what can I offer, how can I contribute to the new world that's emerging? So this is one of the practical applications that changing the way we think of ourselves and our relationship to the world, how it can really work for us in our lives. And this is what I wanted to share with our listeners today, Colette.
And what a beautiful inspiration. I want one of those.
Well, his name is Ken Kuhn, and the company that he's created is called Grow Y apostrophe Own, Grow Your Own. And it is raisedbeds.biz. If people want to go to the website, yeah, tell Ken, Greg Braden sends his love.
And that's so beautiful. And, you know, and it's inspiring. And, you know, I really wanted to thank you for coming on my radio show and being a guest today. It is an honor to speak with you. You have a way of opening people's hearts up to the possibilities and letting go of the fears. And that is so beautiful. Thank you so much, Greg.
Oh, Colette, thank you for helping me share this information. And I very much look forward to being in your part of the world and giving my love to our beautiful family that lives there.
Thank you so much. If you want to connect with Greg in Calgary, his event is called The Turning Point, and you can go to www.legendworksevents.com. He's going to be there on October 4th from 7 o'clock p.m. till 10 o'clock p.m., and October 5th from 9:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. at the John Dutton Theater at 616 McLeod Trail Southeast. It's going to be an inspiring event with solutions to today's problems. You're listening to Colette Stephan on The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at www.thetruthisfunny. And I am actually going to offer today a free 30-minute session to anyone who, the first person that emails me there at info@thetruthisfunny.com, the title of Greg's latest book. Thank you so much to all of the listeners for listening in. And thank you so much, Greg Braden, for being you and for inspiring all of us to open our hearts up to the possibilities, let go of the fear, and just, you know, allow shift to happen in a beautiful and inspiring way. When change is, there is always going to be change, and there always can be change for the better. And, you know, we can ride the wave of our infinite potential to move forward into a brilliant future, not just for ourselves, but for our youth who are, you know, are going to be living in this next paradigm along with us. We want to make sure that we are open to the answers for everyone on this planet and in this universe. Thank you so much. Until we meet again next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com. We'll be right back.